Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutaw Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And in March of 2012, I spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia. I shared the stage there with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker, Don Green, the president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5, 44 years now, and in that time I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1" due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And you can find out more about me at my website, tall.com. I'm extremely excited to have as my guest today Tony Wroblewski. Tony is the person behind the Think and Grow Rich Summit happening April 25th to 27th in Del Mar, California. All the big names in the personal development industry will be there. So Tony is the president of Mind Capture Group. His message is designed to help people capture more minds and more profits. His second book in the Mind Capture series is titled How You Can Stand Out in the Age of Advertising Deficit Disorder, and it went number one in 3 different business categories with Amazon and received stunning reviews from a wide range of leaders in marketing, sales, psychology, and multiple New York Times best-selling authors. His work has been featured in various media outlets ranging from Bottom Line Magazine, the Detroit Free Press, Fox TV, ABC, CNN, and numerous others. And he's given hundreds of presentations over the last decade, which continue to receive rave reviews from around the world. As I mentioned, he's also the host and creator of the Think and Grow Rich Summit 2013, being held in Del Mar, California, April 25th to 27th. Welcome to the show today, Tony.
Tom, thank you so much, and I appreciate that long introduction. Apparently, I've done those things, so glad to be here.
Yes, I actually cut it down a little bit as well because we have so many cool and amazing things to talk about, and probably even after we get off this call in the next few days, there's even going to be more announcements. Now, this Think and Grow Rich Summit, you're working with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, my favorite organization in the world, and anything attached with Think and Grow Rich and the Napoleon Hill Foundation, you must have some incredible people jumping on board to be speakers for this event and to attend the event even. Tell me a little bit about who's coming and what we can expect to see in that 3-day period.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. I want to give your global audience first a thank you for their time. And, any time I do interviews or we've talked, Tom, I always want to add value. So first and foremost, let's talk about why the event was created, and I'll give some names of folks that are going to be there. And you and I are very excited. You know, Tom, it's real simple. The event was designed to positively impact and share the timely message of Napoleon Hill's books, particularly, Tom, Think and Grow Rich is a mega classic, in one of his newer books that was released posthumous 2011 called Outwitting the Devil. And really the goal is to celebrate free enterprise, have people leave recharged and renewed with a game plan of how they can build their current business, nonprofit, take their idea to market. Whatever they choose to do, they walk out and go, wow, not only was it like great speakers and stories I've never heard from these folks, but I've got ideas to help me with my business. So the event is really created twofold, to inspire and honor Hill, obviously, the overriding theme. Secondly, to have the attendees walk away and go, wow, I cannot wait for another event such as this. In addition, Tom, I don't want to forget on the outset here, we are giving a percentage of the proceeds back to the foundation. So, you know, it's a huge honor, it's very humbling, and it's a lot of work, and responsibility to do this. And you look at the lineup, and I'm going to give you a plug first, my friend. You are going to be there. So we are delighted to have you, the interview host for today, will be taking main stage. And Tom, just delighted to have you on there. And it's, you know, again, we were so excited we could get you. And let me give you some other names to give you some perspective and range. We've got Sharon Lecter, you know, obviously. Rich Dad Poor Dad, 3 feet from gold. She annotated Outwitting the Devil with the Foundation's Blessing. Mega, mega iconic best-selling author. We've got Bernie Dorman, the founder of CEO Space, one of the world's largest CEO networking groups. He's taken main stage. We have Bob Berg, the legendary Endless Referrals author, the Go-Giver series. I mean, Les Brown. We have Cody Bateman, the founder of Sendout Cards, huge follow-up stay-in-touch service.
Wow.
We've got him coming, Dave Lacani, who doesn't do much speaking anymore, and a couple other names, Don Green from the Foundation will be there. Greg Reed, I know Napoleon Hill's super fan and champion advocate. Greg will be there. Dave Liniger, the founder of REMAX, is taking the stage on day one to tell his amazing story, literally from being back from the dead last year to life. Jim Palmer,
Whoa.
Rita Davenport, and a lot of great, I would say, up-and-coming names that aren't as well-known, but after this conference, people are going to be like, okay, you've got some superstars here, but you've got some great names that we didn't know about that we needed to know about. And, Tom, you know, before we started taping, tomorrow, massive announcement about another additional great, you know, teammate to the stage on day three. We have a huge day three keynote speaker that will be announced globally tomorrow that will literally probably send shockwaves around the globe when they find out we got him. So I'm going to tease your listeners, but that gives you some perspective of why we created the event.
Wow, wow, and those are some amazing names. But what I know about those people as well, Tony, is that they don't just show up, jump on the stage, and speak. That the people that come to this 3 days are going to get to stand face-to-face, sit beside, talk to, discuss, interact, network with these people. These
Correct.
People are people. Persons who are, they know the principle of going the extra mile. They love to serve and help and teach others. And so not only will you see them from the stage, but you'll get to rub elbows with them, exchange business cards and ideas and thoughts and concepts, right?
Yeah. Tom, I'm really glad you brought that up, and thank you for the reminder. I'm so close to it as the event promoter that, as you might imagine, it's really busy, and I'm so glad we could get our interview in, is not only on day three we're going to do focused masterminds, but you'll be broken up into tables, and your mastermind leader might be someone from stage day one or day two. So all of a sudden, imagine if Sharon Lecter is there on day three, she walks in and says, hi, I'm your table leader. Or, Tom, you're there. You're very, you know, phenomenal with your knowledge of the Napoleon Hill catalog. You're a certified Hill instructor. They might have you leading the table talking about how to effectively build their business or their idea. So we want attendees to go, oh, my gosh, I've never been to an event such as this. And I'm not trying to hype it because I am the promoter, and I know some people are saying, wait a minute, he sounds like he's the promoter. I'm delighted. I just know, above and beyond me, Tom, the people coming in are just going to have people mesmerized from the perspective of not only their message but what they're going to give back. So if people are taking notes, what they're going to give back to you will be infinitely more valuable than I think any time you take away from the office or the nominal amount that it takes to get a ticket. And again, Tom, I'm going to promote this heavily. If you can get a ticket, we only have 900 seats. That's it. We might be able to add a couple more, but right now that's all we have scheduled. And frankly, we've already moved quite a few tickets. So the timing of our interview today, what I'm really telling people is if you have any interest, check out the stuff that we'll go through later, Tom. But don't wait on this one, especially what's going to happen tomorrow globally.
Exactly. And then also, what about when you have that many people coming? I think you said you have 900 seats available, going fast, not available for long. But I have found when I go to these kind of things that if you stay in the hotels nearest the event, you end up having like a double networking opportunity. And
Correct.
Can you imagine all the Napoleon Hill fans and friends that are going to be converging on that area? You're going to meet them not only at the seminar, but also at the various hotels around the area. And now I was thinking even for myself, do you have on your website any suggested accommodations or anything nearby that you know is a good place or that people could book in to be close to the event and hopefully also network with people going to the event?
Well, Tom, you bring up a great point there and a question. Is there several hotels around, and the site is being updated regularly, but there are a few properties, for example, like you've got the Hilton there right across the street, you've got the Marriott, and Del Mar, California, to give our global audience, is about some perspective, 20 minutes north of San Diego. It's right out of the, you get out of the airport, you go 20 minutes up the highway, and you're there. Beautiful location. I've been so busy with all the details. I had forgotten yesterday at a meeting with a speaker. He said, man, it's beautiful there. The racetrack is on the ocean right near San Diego. So I also want to bring that out for folks to realize you might want to add a day or two on, because Southern California in late April is just stunning. So, yeah, there's those properties. And I will, you know, let our audience again know if they're going to be there. You know, get your rooms pretty quick. There's not a lot of large hotels in San Diego. There's plenty of spaces, but you've got to look at proximity. So check the site out more for details on that. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, and so anytime you get a bunch of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich people together, exciting things are going to happen. And a lot of these speakers, they're jumping on board, right? They're like not negotiating fees or saying how much, or they're saying, how can I get there? How can I share my message with these people? So it's going to be like a giant mastermind group at the same time, because these people are coming to serve, not to earn,
yeah,
necessarily.
Well, Tom, you bring up a great point, and if it's okay, I'm going to give the website where people can look at all the speakers and their bios, if that's okay?
Yes.
The website is thinkandgrowrichsummit.com. Again, thinkandgrowrichsummit.com. If you click on the upper left, the speakers, you'll go there and you'll see the different pictures with short bios. Tom, obviously we talked about it. You're there as well. So a good-looking picture you take, by the way. So we've got our featured speakers there. And, you know, it gives really everyone more of a range of what's about to occur. And, Tom, you nailed it. These speakers are there to give back. They're going to be telling lots of new stories about how Hill's work impacted their life. That's why it's the Think and Grow Rich Summit 2013, is to honor Hill's legacy and the fact that his message still lives on and is growing in many parts of the world. So we are delighted and just very blessed that so many people, and especially now what's happening, Tom, the last 2-3 weeks alone, we're getting a lot of speakers that, you know, we didn't reach in time, or maybe you had other obligations saying, how do we get on this? So we're pretty much from the lineup set, except for maybe one or two slots, but I'm just excited. I'm a fan and a speaker and author myself. However, as the event promoter, if someone said to me, okay, here's an event we're doing, I would be excited to go just because I know all the people there and some of the names I have not heard yet. I'd be curious to see how they got there and what message they're going to bring.
Exactly. And then another one that I guess I probably read before this, but just hit me, was the founder of Send Out Cards. I'm a distributor. I send out cards and gifts. And, you know, for instance, my dad's birthday, I don't always remember in time to actually run out and buy something. So I use Send Out Cards for opportunity. So a founder of an card is going to be pretty excited when he shares with people. And I imagine that'll be a good number of the audience members will be Send Out Cards distributors.
Yeah, well, you nailed it. To get Cody Bateman was huge. He's the founder, and he's a huge Napoleon Hill fan. So to get him, and his birthday is the day after he speaks, so he is literally bringing his whole family to the event. That's how passionate he is about being at this historic event. Also, too, Tom, I'm not sure with how much time we have, but I do want to bring up, we are going to be giving some awards out. And some of our award winners are just extremely great people, number one. That's why they receive the awards. But also, another company I cannot help but mention is Organo Gold. Their co-founder,
yes,
Shane Morin, is receiving the Spirit of Free Enterprise Award. And he actually won't be there. He's in Russia opening up Europe. However, that's a huge honor for him. And some of the award winners are actually going to be there. I don't know if we want to bring it up later, if you want me to cover it now, but it's
talk about some of those, because the names are pretty phenomenal. It's pretty cool even for me to hear about Shane getting that award, a free enterprise award. 25 years ago, we used to sell Law of Success door-to-door to businesses in Canada where we lived, and so to see him get that kind of award. But I've read some of those award winners. There's some powerful big names on there.
Yeah. Well, a couple more is, it's on the website too, but for our time and our listeners, Go Giver Award Dave Leninger from RE/MAX International, yes, the co-founder of the world's largest real estate company, is going to be speaking on day one and receiving. And again, Tom, he's given so much, them and all the team at RE/MAX, for many, many years through Children's Miracle Network and other great causes. So we did our homework on Dave. He's also a fan of obviously Napoleon Hill, but more importantly, it's a warranted and well-earned award. A couple other folks, Dan Kennedy, one of my heroes and mentors, just on a side note, is going to receive the Persistence Award, and we actually are going to show a video we just got of his award that he got in Ohio. He is going to be booked, but he did like a beautiful 9-minute video, which is going to have people going, wow. There was things I learned on that acceptance video about him I did not know, and I've been around Dan for over 15 years. So he's another
award
winner. We also have
I just
Dr.
bought
Peter
one of
Cobain.
His books on Friday.
Yeah, he's just awesome. And most of the entrepreneur community in North America alone knows he is, they call him the millionaire maker. He's just a genius. And then
wow.
a couple other folks, Entrepreneur Excellence Award, Nito Cobain, and we are going to give a Lifetime Achievement Award posthumous for Stephen R. Covey, who passed away last April, for his huge amount of contribution to mankind, and for obviously the Seven Habits fame and Stephen Covey organization. But and there's two more awards, Tom, that only I know with our team, and it's kind of like a kid on Christmas Eve. Two more awards will be given at the event to two of our speakers that have no idea they're coming. So this is going to be a lot of fun. To surprise these.
Wow.
One's a man and one's a female. I'll give you those two clues. That's it.
Wow.
And seven awards in total. And these folks are just go-givers of the highest order. And I think Napoleon Hill would be doing a golf clap because they are just great people.
Wow, that's a phenomenal list. And Dr. Nito Cobain, I had the privilege of interviewing him last year. And what an amazing man.
Yes.
President of High Point University, I guess he is now, and doing an amazing job there. Tell me, I usually ask people, Tony, how old were you when you read Think and Grow Rich, and how did it get into your hands? Who suggested it to you?
You know, it got into my hands at the wise age of 20. So I say that a little with humor in mind, but it was a serious point. I actually was turned on to personal development via network marketing. I was I'm now 40, Tom, so this is 20 years ago. And a friend of mine got me into a network marketing company that is still growing and going great guns. But I read Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power. And out of that, I picked up some other references to Think and Grow Rich, so I went and got it, and also some Jim Rohn material. So those were some of Tony Robbins' big mentors, was Napoleon Hill, as was Jim Rohn, the late, great Jim Rohn. And when I read that at 20, profound influence on my thinking. And I thank God every day, Tom, at the age of 20, I got around personal development, because some people never either are open to it, as you and I know, or they just don't get it. And I just sit there and go, wow, 20 years ago, certain moments change your life. And getting into direct selling was a huge sort of momentum turn where I was turned on to personal development. So thank goodness for that.
Amen. And then the more I research and learn about Think and Grow Rich, it is incredible the number of people that have read that book. Two that came to mind in the last year that I learned about. One was the band Aerosmith during their worst period, drug-fueled craziness. Think and Grow Rich was the book that helped them turn things around. Dr. Dre, I'm no rapper man, but I read an article that Dr. Dre was on an airplane with someone sharing with them how he read Think and Grow Rich. And so people from all walks of life are familiar with this book. My wife works for a criminal defense lawyer. She's in a courthouse all day. She tells me security guards, prosecutors, lawyers, clerks, they all know Think and Grow Rich. If you're in any group of people, somebody's going to know Think and Grow Rich. Why do you think that is? Why do you think those 13 success principles that are identified there affect so many people, so that at this point over 100 million copies of that book have been read? We know it's available for free because it's a public domain, so we can't say sold. Some people get it for free, but over 100 million have read it.
Tom, it's such a great question, and here's why. It's challenging for me to answer, and I'm going to give you my interpretation of why I believe the book continues to live on and influence everyone at all levels of society. Here's my best crack at it. Hill is the master of breaking down timeless success principles that never go out of fashion. Let me repeat that. He broke down in the 30s with Think and Grow Rich, Not Wood and the Devil in 1938, timeless principles that never go out of fashion. They're tried and true. There's a reason that they're still being talked about and discussed, because they work. In addition, Tom, you and I know the catalog pretty well. We're super fans, as you might say, of Napoleon Hill. But for someone listening for the first time, or this is maybe the day that turns their life around, as the late Jim Rohn would say, and they go, what is this Think and Grow Rich? I heard this Tom guy and this Tony guy. I need to get this book. Let me sell them right now. Let me be very direct that I'm going to sell them. Hill, why I love his work, takes you to the valleys of his life when he's having his dark nights of the soul. And he says, I had doubt. I had fear. I could not believe that I was writing and telling people what to do when I felt I was a failure. And then he picks you right back up when he's going back up the wheel of life, up to the top of the roller coaster when he's achieving success, and shares, oh my gosh, here's how I did it. So it's not just a book of fluff and woo-woo and chanting and just magic things happen. It's a book that has some strategy behind the mindset that you must have. But he humbles himself. And that's why if you look at the last 2,000 years, Tom, Paulo Coelho put something up on Facebook a few months ago that was stunning, and it does tie into our conversation. The top books the last 2,000 years, based on actual trackable sales, which some people dispute different numbers, the number one book, the Bible, okay, easily outstrips the other books in print. The top 10 books, a couple other fascinating ones, Paulo Coelho, his book, The Alchemist, of course, that's why he put it out on the site, Think and Grow Rich. Floored me. The reach, the strength, the power of that book, and power in a good way. There's nothing wrong with confidence and helping others and finding your definiteness of purpose. All those beautiful things Hill took 20-odd years to chronicle, from not only successful people, but the failures at that point in time when he interviewed them, and he gave us a gift called a book, Think and Grow Rich. And on top of that, Tom, this is what gets me even more fired up, he puts a book out posthumous that the world almost didn't find out about, called Outwitting the Devil. Some people don't like the title, but go into the book with an open mind and prepare yourself to be shocked. Shocked in a good way. That book was released in 2011. It was originally written in 1938. It was supposed to be the follow-up to Think and Grow Rich, sort of the 1-2 combo. The family, the story is just, even you can't even make it up, Tom. You've read it like I have. That book kept me awake for like almost a week. I couldn't sleep. I'm like, wow, this is like he wrote it for right now. And we're recording this in 2013.
Exactly.
It's like he wrote it for now. That to me shows the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the acumen, the genius that Napoleon Hill had from far beyond his time era now to present day time.
Exactly. I actually had an actual uneasy feeling reading the book, because the words sounded like what the devil would do, and a lot of that book is what the devil does to keep people off their purpose and goals. Number one thing that and I love and so obvious in life is idleness. If you are idle and you don't have, even if you have a definite purpose but are idle toward it, you're going nowhere. But if you have no purpose and you're idle in life, this is what the devil is using to keep so many people down. And there's so many distractions in life, TV and other negative news networks that are distracting people from taking action on their goal. Now, when we were talking about Think and Grow Rich, first of all, it was researched with 500 people at the time, 500 people. And at that time, when he researched, there's not a lot of ways to email or watch YouTube videos. You had to visit the person or you had to write the person. And these are some amazing people that basically created the free enterprise system, in a word. We got Andrew Carnegie, we got Thomas Edison, Henry Ford. Anybody who has Firestone tires will be familiar with Harvey Firestone. Anyone who has Parker Pen will be familiar with that company. F.W. Woolworth, which is back then was the Walmart of back then. these are ginormous people in the history of Canada, U.S., and the world, and their research is behind it. And then as Judy Williamson, director of the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center, will proudly tell people, this is taught, these principles, and as a course, at two major universities, University of Virginia at Wise and Purdue University Calumet Campus. There's a lot of other great speakers, great authors, great courses. Not a lot of them have offices embedded right in a university where those courses are taught. That's some pretty powerful credibility for the principles behind Sit, Think, and Grow Rich.
Well, Tom, you're absolutely right. And I think what's so amazing is you fast forward through the annals of history to now, 2013, as we do this interview around the world. So many people are still picking up. Check this out. I've talked to Sharon Lecter, who had the huge responsibility and honor of basically annotating Outwitting the Devil. And her reaction to Hill's book, The Long-Lost Classic, was simply the most profound book I've ever read. And what Sharon has told me, what they're finding out from the print publishers and some of the folks within Amazon that do the audiobooks, is that book is resonating not so much with baby boomers, not so much with Gen X, which I am at the age of 40. I'm demographically labeled a Gen Xer. But with Gen Y, those under 30. It's simply amazing. You think, okay, this is a book written in 1938, but those under 30, as far as the demographic age group, are having the highest reaction to the book. So, again, it just is a testament that Napoleon Hill had not only great knowledge, acumen, the things we've outlined, but he was human. Tom, you had something on your blog which was just stunning. I loved how you did some homework above and beyond that what most people would do. You talked about some of the things that Hill had go wrong with his life. And on the surface, that's a judgment call that, you know, it's up to each person to decide if that's good or bad. But, you know, some of his challenges that were not even noted in his books. And I have to commend you for doing some good reporting on that blog post. And again, if you know, in respect to time, they should go check out your stuff anyway. But the blog post talked about some of the challenges that weren't in his books that aren't really common knowledge. They're not hidden, but it just takes a little bit of homework to say, wow, this man went through the peaks and valleys not just once. He lost his fortune in the Depression, but he had it at different points in his life. But here's what I love. He didn't quit. He used persistence. He used the things he talked about. And the man was on a mission his entire life till he died in 1970 to essentially help millions of people. And I look at you and I and the people that are going to be at the event and the attendees especially. We are torchbearers of that message to help change the world. I mean, Tom, you've said something that is so profound. I want to rewind you a minute. The world has got so much negative information. One of the goals of the event, overriding big picture, is to change the conversation with the media, if they decide to cover the story or not or the event, and talk about groups, organizations, individuals that are serving others, that are growing in spite of all the negativity and, frankly, outwitting what I call the media devil. Not that people in media are bad. You and I work with them all the time. Heck, we do create a lot of media. But the overall editorial newsroom tone in many major media outlets is very much fear-based. Hill talked about propaganda, which was extremely controversial in 1938 because the world was on the brink of war in 1939 when Hitler invaded Poland. So you look at what he saw. You fast forward now just about the negativity, the fear, the doubt, the drifting. It's even more pervasive. And imagine if Hill took a walk around today in the 21st century, what he would say to us. He'd probably say,
exactly.
How do you get anything done? How do you get anything done with all this stuff going on around you? So I just, again, I'm the true believer. Yes, I drink the Napoleon Hill Kool-Aid, and I'm proud of it because it's a huge responsibility for those of us that are fans, readers, speakers, promoters, to keep the message moving in a world that is very, very dark and cynical. We need to have more non-drifters created, as he would say, non-drifters.
Exactly, and even something I'm suggesting, people that attend this event, bring someone with you. This is how we spread the message. It is frustrating sometimes to me if you approach 100 people and you want to help them develop their definite purpose and their goals and their talents and skills and abilities that maybe 5% of people will say, yeah, I need help. Let's do that. But we can do our part by reaching out. If you're going to the event, bring someone, bring a young person, bring your kid, bring a coworker, bring someone that you work with in your in a nonprofit organization or in a service organization, bring someone with you. You build a relationship. You could change a life that changes a family, that changes generations. So don't just buy a ticket and come. We who love Napoleon Hill are going to swarm the event. Bring someone with you who maybe hasn't heard of it, maybe a young person, maybe a disadvantaged person, someone who this could be a new introduction to them that could turn their life around. Imagine that. You go to the event, you get so much out of it, but you bring someone that and it changes their life. That's worth a ticket.
Tom, you know, again, another great example of thinking above and beyond ourselves, what you just said. You know, I'll say it again. Get your ticket now for you and a guest, like, pronto. I think the next 2 to 3 weeks we sell out. So you're one of the first audiences, Tom, with your great radio show on talk radio to get this. I wouldn't wait around, and that's not the promoter in me. I know what's about to happen this week with all the big speakers promoting down to their networks. Tomorrow, for example, the Napoleon Hill Foundation puts out the first solo email, and the reaction I anticipate, not overly confident, but just a good expectation, is watch out. The world will now know, especially super fans of Hill and those that might be just diving into his content. This is the time to get there, and with 900 seats globally and many accounted for, Tom, like I mentioned before we started airing, it's showtime, and the pricing of it, people can look at themselves at the website. Again, thinkandgrowrichsummit.com. You decide. In the event, if it's not for you, I get it, and I'm not trying to distract people away from going. I'd love to have people there listening, but if you have doubt or worry, this is probably not the event for you right now. If you're serious about getting ahead and you're into Napoleon Hill or maybe new and you're just becoming very passionate about it, I wouldn't wait. Again, if I'm someone looking at this event as an outsider, I already have my ticket as soon as it went on sale. There's no doubt in my mind.
Exactly, and yet I even offer another challenge. If you cannot attend the event, even for some reason, you live in Tuktoyaktuk somewhere and you cannot make it, but you know someone who should go to the event, buy them a ticket. Buy someone a ticket. Send them to the event. We who love Napoleon Hill, we know the principle of going the extra mile. And a lot of us, the price of this three-day event is nothing. It's nothing that we think about twice. Please reach out. Send someone to the event that you know that lives nearby or can get to the event. Think of the contribution you're making to that person. They could be in your downline, they could be an employee, they could be a friend who lives near there. Do what you can. If you go, go yourself. If you can't go, send someone. If you're going, bring someone with you as well.
You are a very, very wise man, Tom. And I mean, you're thinking above and beyond yourself. And another reason, you know, why you're on the stage is you're sharp, you know the material, and you've got a great story, is you have the right mindset, Tom. And that's just my opinion. Some people may disagree. But you're thinking above and beyond just, hey, just me. Who else can I positively impact? And again, that's the go-giver mentality. It's always fascinating. I've had the chance to talk to privately or seen speak. Just they have an attitude of service. And those are the types of people you're going to meet at the event. And if you're there, I'm just going to remind you to bring that sort of philosophy there. It will serve you well. I can't tell you what to do, nor should I. But you're going to meet people that are there to share and contribute first, then possibly look at receive. They understand the philosophy. And that's also, Tom, why they're so successful. It's not a mystery to you.
Exactly.
They get it.
And Don Green will be there. His book will have been released by then, I imagine. That's been available
be
for pre-order.
It should be very close. And if the publisher
and
has
so that would be
time,
cool.
He will have the book there to sign if it's done on schedule. Don't quote me. I'm not his New York publisher.
No.
But if it's ready,
we don't know these things for sure. Yeah, which would be so, so cool. I've pre-ordered one. I'm going to pre-order a few extras today. Don Green's book, what's the title? Everything I Learned About Success I Learned from Napoleon Hill, something like that. I don't know the exact title, but if you're a fan of the foundation, you got to buy the book. So go and make sure you pre-order Don's book, and you'll see him speak. And I love Don Green because he's older than me, and he's met a lot of great people that I wished I had met.
Yeah.
He's personally spent time with W. Clement Stone. He's personally spent time with Napoleon Hill. He's personally spent time with Charlie Tremendous Jones. The people that he speaks with and spends time with and the stories he tells are amazing. And another thing I love about Don is he's kind of different than us fast-talking young guys. When he tells a story, he has talks a little slower, and so I love that kind of storytelling fashion that he has, the way he speaks and his southern slower talk, and he's met some incredible people, and he has some stories that are that other people have never heard, and humorous usually, and insightful as well. And I always learn something when I listen to Don Green, so to hear him speak at this event will be a pleasure for people as well.
Absolutely, Tom. And what a great, you know, torchbearer as the executive director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, that we have such a true asset and a great character with Tom, you know, with Don leading the organization. And I think there's only been a handful of directors. So it's a very prestigious honor to be the executive director. And Judy Williamson works in tandem with him running the World Learning Center. So the foundation's in very good hands. And those of us that are at the event and speaking and promoting, it's our mission to keep spreading the word. And you know, Tom, people ask me, why are you doing this? And I don't know how much time we have left. How much time do we have for
interview? 5 or 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. The reason my answer is pretty straightforward is this. I set a goal 9 years ago at the age of 31. I just turned 40. That by the age of 40, I want to be able to help millions of people with positive information annually. Little did I know that the goal would come down this path through a variety of interesting stories and circumstances and law of attraction and being on purpose, that we all of a sudden arrive, you know, 45, 50 days before the event. This event will get out to literally, Tom, millions of people. It's already happening. And not just me. We've got great speakers, promotional partners, the foundation, lots of endorsements. People are pitching in that want to be a part. And it hit me the other day. I'm like, wow, almost on schedule, the opportunity and the honor and the privilege to get something out to help a lot of people or make them aware of it is occurring. And it has not been an easy journey. So I look at it, you know, and I'm thankful each day and appreciative that this opportunity, when it arrived at a very low point in my lifetime, that I saw it and said, all right, let's proceed on. Let's move forward the idea. And you know the journey of the event history. It's not been all, you know, roses. We've had some challenges. And I had to go back to Outwitting the Devil and Think and Grow Rich with a Business Partner and reread it and say, what would Hill do? How would he assess this when you're dealing with all sorts of people, when you're dealing with delays, with unforeseen issues, with unforeseen opportunity, Tom? Let's talk about positive. Okay, you always have those issues, but the positives, how do you recognize them and move on them and, more importantly, implement them? You know, accurate thinking, definiteness of purpose, some of the more non-sexy principles of Think and Grow Rich, but they're essential if you want to get your mission accomplished.
Exactly, and the definiteness of purpose, that is, to me, the most important one, the one that people struggle with the most to find out. Even I had a hard time with that one, and I think if you're at this event and with the people that are around there and the speakers sitting at your table, leading your table in a group discussion, if you don't really have your definite purpose nailed down, I'm pretty sure that coming to this event will really help clarify it for you, solidify it, and give you some tools to pursue that purpose. Because you and I both know once you have the definite purpose that you know God would hand you and say, this is why you're here, that life becomes a lot easier. Doesn't mean challenges go away, but it means that you know what to focus on, you know what to ignore, and you know to persist. And so if you come down to this event, if you don't already have a definite purpose, you're definitely going to go a long way to developing it. And if you have one, you can be sure the type of people that you're going to meet, not only from the stage, but in the audience. You know who the audience consists of in the Napoleon Hill events? It's entrepreneurs, sharp people, positive attitudes, all walks of life, nonprofits, single mothers, business people, people with disabilities. you come down there, you're going to learn from the stage, but you're probably just as likely to learn from people in the audience that you network with about ideas and tools you can use to advance your goals. And probably that might be one of the greatest benefits, other than just the speakers, is the people you're going to meet while you're there who are audience members.
Yeah.
And you may form mastermind groups, businesses, ideas, all kinds of things with those people.
Well, Tom, let me build off of your excitement here. And I want to add one more thing about sort of like in marketing, the postscript, the final reason to really, you'll think of all the things we've covered. When you go to the site and you say, I'm interested, I want to get tickets, you click on that. What's really unique, and I'm looking at the website right now, the first 300 individual registrants, okay, are going to have a chance to win, I kid you not, one of 26 collectible items. Let me give you the grand prize. So the odds are 26 people out of 300, the first 300 registrants, no more, will get a chance to go into a drawing. One person, and it's on the headline where it says get tickets at thinkandgrowrichsummit.com. If you go to get tickets, you'll see this copy I'm reading. Will get a chance to win a signed check by Napoleon Hill. Don and I talked about this. There's only about 40 of them left in the archives that he has on hand. We're going to use one of those as a grand prize drawing. And check this out, 25 other autographed items from Outwitting the Devils, two books from some of our speakers. But the odds are very, very high that if you're one of the first 300, again, many tickets are gone, that you'll get a chance to get in the drawing and win. Imagine, I would love to have that. I'm the event promoter, Tom. I wish I could win it, but I can't. I'd love to have signed by Napoleon Hill on the bottom to put in my collection. And gosh, we don't have any idea, but Don has told me that Autograph Think and Grow Rich is easily go for thousands, yet alone something historic, I call it a museum artifact, is being put in the drawing as the grand prize. That is really cool. And sometimes we forget, I do, Tom, there's so many of the cool things happening related to the event. So I'm like, oh, wait a minute, we've got a huge drawing on top of it. So this is one of the first interviews I brought it up, but I thought, well, let's bring it out to Tom's audience today.
Oh, yeah, I'm salivating. If I won something, anything signed but a signed check, that's amazingly valuable, cool, historic, nostalgic, everything you can think of. It would be incredible to have something like that, a piece of history. And what I find so exciting when I'm getting together with Don Green or talking to him or J.B. Hill, some of the things that they talk about that they have in their archives, in their possession, in their homes related to Napoleon Hill, it's like, oh, I want to see that. I want to try that. I want to have one of those. And so autographed Napoleon Hill memorabilia is, as you said, valuable if you're crazy enough to ever think of selling it, but mostly historic and rare and a treat to actually win that, besides the opportunity of seeing these amazing speakers, meeting some great audience members, networking for 3 days with the most positive entrepreneurial, like-minded people in the world. Boy, this event is not just going to affect you for 3 days. It's going to affect you for the rest of your life.
Agreed. And, Tom, I'll give you another plug back your way. Fans of your radio show, you're speaking. So there would be a lot of folks that want to be there to network with you face-to-face, Tom. And, just imagine all the great attendees and the speakers intermixing in a smaller environment. This is not a stadium-sized event, maybe someday. There has been talk of that, but right now, this is the historic first go in North America, and you look at that and say, wow, there's only maybe 900 to 1,000 people max at this thing if we can get more chairs in, and the odds of you meeting people or sitting right next to them are pretty much guaranteed. It's going to happen. You're going to meet other go-givers, and on day three of the Focus Mastermind, your table will be led by many of the speakers that you'll see on main stage. And if they're not on main stage, I have handpicked them to lead masterminds because they're phenomenal. And they'll hand their bio out before they start the roundtable, and people are going to be like, wow, my table leader, the mastermind coordinator, is just a credible person. That's why we picked them. But two, wow, look at the things they have done, and their attitude of giving back is exceptional.
Exactly. And I know from some of these events that they search for ways to give you free tools that will help you and encourage you. And so we won't even know till the event itself what cool things these speakers will be bringing with them as free tools. This is the type of people they are. They attract you with the free tools, which are not just tools to attract you to the next step. They're tools that will actually make a difference you can use and benefit from regardless of if you do anything more. So they're not just enticing you, they're educating you with those tools. And we're going to have a lot of those at the event.
So true, so true.
Excellent.
Well, very good.
Well,
we
have a minute left
here.
Yeah, we have a minute left, so just go nuts. Last minute summary and tell us where again the website is and finish up the show for us.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much again, Cunningham, for having me back on. Everyone listening around the world, thank you for your time. I mean, hopefully you got some good value and some mind nuggets from Tom and I. We are obviously believers of Hill's message, and here's the deal. We're going to make history. I'm going to say it again, April 25th, 6th, and 7th, lovely Del Mar, California, to honor Napoleon Hill at the Think and Grow Rich Summit. This website, if you need more details, we've referenced it again, is thinkandgrowrichsummit.com. Check it out. Do your homework, and I would not wait. If this is a value, we'd love to see you there. And more importantly, we are also doing this as a partnership in conjunction with the foundation to give them some needed proceeds and really get the message out there with the top up-and-coming as well as today's well-known speakers from both business and personal development. Again, historic. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face in lovely California and seeing Tom Cunningham share the stage as well.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tony. I am so excited, and I will be telling everybody I speak to, write to, email, walk by about this event, and you got to be there. So I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Tom, you're welcome. Keep up the great work, okay?
Have an amazing day. Take care.
Bye-bye.